You're listening to SBS News. The colourful sights and sounds of Melbourne's Moomba Parade, back after a two-year absence because of COVID-19. The festival is always a draw card for many multicultural groups, and this year the Ukrainian dance troupe proved to be a crowd favourite. The artistic director of the Lehenda Ukrainian Dance Company is Melanie Moravsky-Dethnich.
This is definitely a Moomba Parade we're never going to forget. I think the support from Melbourne for everybody, I mean, we're all here because we love Ukrainian culture, Ukraine. We have many dancers here that aren't Ukrainian who feel as much as of our community as the rest of us do who have Ukrainian heritage. So obviously this time is just horrific and devastating and just unimaginable, really. So coming together and being able to express our culture and who we are is so important right now, so that everybody don't just think of Ukraine as a war, but they know more about our people and our soul.
For Lathra Srinivasan from the Bollywood Dance School, this year's Moomba is even more meaningful than in years past.
It means a lot. It means community togetherness, multiculturalism, and feeling very wanted here. And I think after COVID, this is something we were all looking forward to.
Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia, Konsoro Waseso, was among those enjoying Moomba's renaissance.
This year we have a very big delegation, almost like 135 members, the participants, and we are happy to promote Indonesia and to get along with the other participants from other countries as well.
Pre-pandemic, the festival brought $35 million to the local economy. Organisers expect crowd numbers over Melbourne's long weekend to be about 1 million. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.